Hello, everyone, and welcome to our sixth episode of our Berlin Electrolyzer podcast. With us today is Ahmed Wafi. Ahmed is Director for Global Business Development in the field of industrial automation. And also with us today is, of course, as usual, our Chairman Bruno Pollet. And hello, Bruno. Hello, Ahmed.
Hello.
And maybe a few words about Ahmed. Ahmed is based in Paris, France, and part of the industrial automation business of Schneider Electric. And Ahmed, would you like to tell us a little bit about the focus of your work and how did you come to this industry?
Yes, thank you, Bernd, very much. My focus, part of the industrial automation business at Schneider Electric, is to develop the new emerging market segments and also develop new offers and solutions to support industry customers in their transition towards sustainability.
That sounds very interesting. So, and well, what is about Schneider Electric? Schneider Electric is a very, very big company, active in many, many fields. How is Schneider's focus on hydrogen? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Schneider Electric, we are a global leader in digital transformation. Our business is simple. We focus on energy management and on industrial automation. And our mission is to partner with our customers for sustainability and efficiency of their operations. We are actually a 180-year-old company, originally from France. Actually, our business now is global in more than 100 countries. 30% of our revenues are coming from Asia, other 30% coming from North America, and actually 25% is in Europe. And we're very proud to be also what we call a multi-local company. Our technology is basically software, automation, and electrification technologies that would enable safe, reliable, efficient, and sustainable operations and across different sectors, infrastructure, data centers, buildings, and industry. And that's the topic that we're going to be talking about here today. And with the focus on hydrogen and electrolyzers. Obviously, we don't do electrolyzers, but we, at Schneider, we focus on where we can bring value here. So even we do not actually produce power, we don't do wind turbines, solar panels, and we also don't develop technologies that consume powers like a motor or specific engines or machines. And we focus on where we bring value, and that's on the efficiency. Efficiency of the power distribution and the efficiency of the process. We're also, things we're talking about hydrogen in the heart of the topic around the sustainability. We're also very proud to be ranked about amongst the most sustainable companies in the world. We got in 2021 an award of being the most sustainable company in the world, all industries combined. And this year we are number four. So we have maintained this with this position with a strong belief that being sustainable is a mean of be profitable and successful. I think happy to talk later about what we do for hydrogen as well.
Thank you very much, Ahmed. That's great. I have a question actually for you, and maybe you can elaborate on it. But how can you see actually the new technologies like open automation, and how these can you see these supporting the electrolyzer OEMs?
Okay, I think open automation, IEC 61499 standards introduce actually a unique added value to electrolyzer OEMs. It's creating a step change in bringing efficiency along the life cycle, actually. So from design to build, operate, and maintain later on. In particular, open automation bring actually three key technical concepts, enable three technical concepts, where the first one is getting the hardware agnostic from the software layer. So usually the control providers. You usually have the same software for the same hardware. Here you can have, you can separate those two layers, and that would also allow that you would write the software with different software languages. You can own the software programming or algorithm. And the third technical concept is the capability for distributed control. So this piece of logic can actually sit not only on a controller, but can sit on a motor drive, can sit on any piece of equipment. And that, and therefore, in the design and phase for electrolyzer OEM, this would enable preserving the intellectual property, which is very important for all the new technologies that are arising. And since you have the same piece of logic of algorithm that you know you own and maintain, you can easily replicate it, scale it up. And since you have the same instance of the logic, that you can compare across an electrolyzer operating in different, I would say, applications and also different geographies, so that you can get out of this information performance improvement indicators. You can also suggest and promote some value-added services as an electrolyzer OEM.
That's great. Thank you very much. Do you know, Ahmed, everyone is talking about efficiency at the moment. It's kind of a dirty word for some, and it's a good word for others, right? And it's a big debate on saying that the system is not efficient enough and blah blah blah. Yes, in some instances, some electrolyzer have superb efficiency, especially at high temperature. With your technologies, I mean, how much gain in terms of efficiency can we actually expect?
Very good. We see actually the electrolyzer OEMs are going through a journey out now in order to decrease the LCOH, the levelized cost of hydrogen. And that's, we see this happening in actually different stages. The first of which were electrolyzer OEMs are actually looking basically at manual manufacturing, basically evolving existing designs coming from chloralkali or other sectors. And we're helping them actually with first step by being efficient, by reliable technologies, motor drives, power factor correctors, switch gear, etc. But that's really the very first stage. And the next step, work on getting the efficiency higher, as the electrolyzer OEM are looking at scaling up your capacity, Sam. So, and trying to innovate on those designs, and of course, trying on how can I get higher pressure, thinner membranes? How can I also be more safe? So preventing reverse currents and topics like that. How can also get on more modular designs that would support scaling up? And we're also helping those customers or electrolyzer OEM here in this stage by providing consulting services, either on the electrical domain or the automation domain. What's very, very unique about electrolyzers is that we really have two highly integrated domains here, which is the electrons on the electrical side and the molecules that on the other end. And by leveraging, having a common platform of data across these two disciplines, you can achieve the highest levels of efficiency by taking the right decisions to optimize your operations. That's on the operation stage, but also optimize the design in the build phase. And you're also, since you get this level of of information unified at a common platform, you'd be able to provide some activities that would further reinforce the efficiency, such as predictive maintenance, so that is AI-based, remote operation, having a more reliable asset management, also very important dynamic simulation and 3D modeling for the electrolyzer, and even not only for the electrolyzer, that can also be applied on the level of the balance of plant. Taking this level of information to the further, leading players, and they're actually looking at more on monitoring the electrolyzer performance, not only as one instant, but comparing the performance for across site by site, and trying to determine what would be the ultimate performance that the electrolyzer can be operating at. At Schneider, our technology bring efficiency, as probably is mentioned here, through actually five levels. So the first is, as I probably mentioned, the integration of power and process, and the flow of information from an endpoint. So that could be probably all the instruments that are the valve, the pumps, the motor drives, sensors, up to the cloud, and supporting the design, build, operate, and maintain. And in a nutshell here, and having an enterprise view rather than having an electrolyzer only view. But most importantly, and very, very relative to hydrogen here, is how can to bring efficiency on the end-to-end relationship between demand, and that's the demand on hydrogen here. That'd be ammonia, could be what would be the downstream application, but also the supply with the fluctuating supply of electricity. And the last point I would like to mention here is that Schneider Electric is also, we are a major provider of power purchase agreements. So in the past 8 years, we have provided more than 14 gigawatts of PPAs. And we've been actually recognized as one of the leading marketplaces for that.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Ben, do you have any more questions?
Ahmed, one more question. What exactly can you do for the gigafactories?
Yes, actually, as Schneider Electric, we are also an industrial company. We have about more than 200 factories overall. So what we do is we support, and we're already working with some electrolyzer manufacturers on how can the automate the factories and even robotize the factories, and even taking it to the next level. Here in hydrogen, we're talking about sustainability. So how can those even factories be more sustainable from an operational standpoint, minimizing waste, leveraging renewable electricity? And this is also another category where we support accordingly. Worth mentioning that out of the 200 factories, we have four factories that have been recognized by the World Economic Forum as lighthouse factories for smart manufacturing and sustainability. So here we walk the talk, and we're already supporting some OEMs in this regard.
Thanks very much, Ahmed. All right. Well, that was a nice overview of your activities at Schneider Electric, and we look very, very much forward to welcome you and also your colleague Julia at the conference. It's only just a very few days to go next week, this Wednesday and Thursday. We're going to meet up in Berlin and look very much forward to the presentation. I think the title of the presentation is The Critical Role of Digital in the Electrolyzer Innovation, and we look very much forward to that. And by the way, Ahmed, I really have to say very, very many thanks for your supporting this event, not only with your presentation, but also as a sponsor. We very, very much appreciate this, and we look forward to meet you next week. So Well, I think this is it. I think we have a great overview here, and see you all next week in Berlin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.